Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name is Joey Osman. I'm the sales guy here at Fort McMurray Toyota. I've been here for almost 4 years now, and originally from Newfoundland. Been in Fort McMurray 27 years.
27 years? Hoo-wee. That's a long time.
Might as well call me a local now.
You are, bro. So what about Fort McMurray has kept you around for 27 years?
Fort McMurray is my home now. I like the people here, the environment. I like the outdoors. I like the fact that there's lots of work. I've always had a good job.
There you go. So you said you like the outdoors.
I do.
It's our first cold day of winter. Are you liking this type of outdoors today?
I love the weather. I mean, I like the snow. Yeah. A lot of people say they don't like the snow.
I love it.
Yep. But I love the snow. Mm-hmm. I'm a Canadian, so it's in my blood.
Yeah.
It's great.
The ski hill opens this weekend.
Can't wait.
I haven't been able to snowboard in 2 years.
Have you ever tried blades?
Oh yeah, the little ski blades. Oh yeah, back when I was in high school.
Those are deadly.
Is that what you're on?
I love blades, yeah.
See, I'm a snowboarder now, so I'm just on that. The skis, I leave that to my wife and my little boy. They're on the skis.
Nice.
So I'm on the snowboard, and I think Keegan's going to get on the snowboard this year. He's talking about it. We'll see. So, do you go to Vista Ridge?
I have been to Vista Ridge a bunch of times, yeah.
Okay.
I used to go there more back in the 90s, early 2000s, but it's been a while since I've been there now.
Okay. Have you been there since they opened the second half, like with the new chairlift?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you haven't been on the new runs?
I haven't.
Dude, you got to come out. I'll let you know one weekend I'm going. You can join me out there.
I'll take that.
You'll
love the
new runs. Like the new runs on the left-hand side, I think there's three.
Wow.
And the chairlift is really nice over there. Based on how much snow we get, depends on it when they'll open that second half. But it'll be open by January, I'd hope.
Nice.
Nice. So listen, anytime I come in, you're the guy I come to talk to about cars. You really, like, I love everybody else. They're great. They're very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
But if I ever want to bullshit about, like, what's going on in these vehicles, you're the dude.
Thank you.
So, we're sitting in front of a Tundra. Tell me about this Tundra, please.
This is the creme of the crop.
Yeah.
This here is the 1794 edition Tundra. It's fully loaded. Mm-hmm. It's got every option anybody could ever want. It's got heated seats, air-conditioned seats, front and back. Comes with the new power tailgate now. It's got a moonroof. It's got the 3.5-liter V6 engine. Mm-hmm. 437 horsepower. This thing is great. Like, I mean, it's got the brown leather, real genuine leather interior.
Okay.
It's got the 360 cameras. Like, this thing's got everything you can ever want.
So, a truck like this, what is the typical person you see who's saying, like, this is something that I need? Or is it like everybody comes in?
Well, I mean, everybody wants one, but do you really need one?
Right.
Not everybody's going to need a truck like this. This is something for the right person. You know, you got to be into, it's nice you got a large back seat. Mm-hmm. If you got a couple kids, it's nice for highway use. It's got a trailer brake. It's good for towing, camping, you name it.
Like, yeah, this is the truck for
this
that.
This is the truck.
Now, there's one thing that you've been working very hard on my side. You're a big, like, supporter of this one. Yeah. We were looking at one a few weeks ago when I was here. The van.
The Sienna.
The Sienna is sick, right?
That is the ultimate road trip vehicle.
Man. And then you were telling me that the new ones coming out are going to have, like, a vacuum or something to cool drinks or
it's
something?
It's going to have a vacuum cleaner to clean up all those messes. It's going to have a fridge to keep your drinks cool for those long road trips.
Yeah.
It's even got reclining chairs in the second row. It's got a TV, wireless headphones. I mean, you're not going to want to get out of that thing.
No. Right? I actually, like, I want to get one because I love vans. I just love vans. But they're so nice in the back seat. I'm just like, my kid's already spoiled as it is. He doesn't need this level of luxury in the back seat.
What about you, though, Elliot? I mean, like, you and your kid could sit in the back. You
I
got
know.
Two
Camping.
Sets of wireless headphones.
Mm-hmm.
The wife can drive. She can be your chauffeur.
Oh, I'm liking this. Right? I'm liking how this one is sounding. I've never thought about that.
Right?
No, the back seat's so nice and that.
Very comfy.
With the recliners, too.
Real leather seats.
It's
you know, you spill something on those seats, you can just easily wipe it up.
Yeah. Now.
Very nice.
If you had to pick one, though, you know the ins and outs of all of these. You've driven in all of them now.
Yeah.
Today's the day. You have to buy one. Which one are you taking home? Really?
This right here is my favorite, yeah.
Really? Why?
By far.
What about it?
Well, it's just luxury. I mean, like, you know, you work hard for your money. It's nice to enjoy that and spoil yourself. You know, you only live once, Elliot.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, why not, right?
That's hilarious. So tell me on this one, though. You said this is the 1794.
1794.
What does that represent? What does that even mean?
That's the cowboy truck, you know? If you're out there, you gotta, you know, if you're... I think the... I'm not 100% sure, but I think the 1794 is more of your... The cowboy sort of style truck.
Yeah.
You know, it's got the brown leather interior.
Yeah.
Some folks might be familiar with the King Ranch in the Ford, the Big Horn, Longhorn in the Dodge.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our version, the 1794 in the Toyota.
Oh, okay.
So it's nice.
If this is the one for you.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
One.
Okay, because you know everything. So I was like, you're the last interview of the day. So everybody, funny enough, has picked a different vehicle.
Yeah.
So I've been surprised with all the different vehicles people
we've got something for everybody.
Yeah, you really do.
We
like
got your Corollas, you know.
Yeah.
We got your Camrys if you want something a little bigger. We got the RAV4s, which is the number one selling SUV in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
If you want something a little bigger, we got the Highlanders, 7-passenger, or your Sienna. You know, if you're into off-road, we got the 4Runners, we got the Land Cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
We've
the
got
Crown.
All, the Crown.
The Crown is wild.
So nice.
I'm not
our
like,
lineup now is better than I've ever seen before.
Yeah, it really is.
The reliability, the resale value, Toyota's number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Proven.
I get my... I've had a number of 4Runners, and I trade them in because I like new 4Runners.
You want something new, yeah.
But I only trade them in because I'd like something new, not because I need to.
No.
Like, I was talking about the one 4Runner, like my 1996... had over 300,000 kilometers.
That's wild. You don't see anything like that in the market out there.
No.
You get back when you do trade it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The cash back. Like, they hold their value.
They do. 4Runners, Tacomas are, I think, are number one and number two in resale value.
Yeah, just wild. And then, like, we went to base... Oh, okay. We got somebody
customers
coming
are
in.
Here picking up your new Land Cruiser today.
All right.
Excited moment.
Well, yeah, we're going to let you go. We're going to wrap this up. So anyways, we usually have our outro, but we're going to keep the outro. You're just going to do it quickly.
Yeah.
So you get a shameless shout out or plug. So before we cut you loose, let's hear what you got to say.
I just want to shout out to right now we got the postal workers on strike. We got our schools on strike right now. So I'd like for everybody to, you know, help out, put your money where your mouth is and help those folks out. You know, they're struggling and they're the ones taking care of our kids and delivering those Christmas packages to us. So make sure you support them.
Yeah, there you go. I brought them some coffee a few days ago.
Nice.
It's cold outside, man.
It's cold
anyways,
out there.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Fort McMurray, thank you very much. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, Coldwell Banker, Carrie from Patchouli Rose from the bottom of my heart. Really do appreciate it. This guy's got to get to work. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, everyone.
Peace.
I just dies at this. That's another Max City Morning Show done.
It's so believable! Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.